Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I tried my best to cover a bunch of the news, and as usual, I scratched the mere surface. And I'll be interspersing news throughout this hour, the next hour, and then we have John Coleman, former MI6, probably in the top two or three leading experts on the Black Nobility, on the Bilderberg Group, on the New World Order, global corporate state. So much of the research that you see out there about the Bilderberg Group, the New World Order, is basically Dr. John Coleman's information. He'll be joining us, and he's been in bad health off and on, so it's a very great honor to have him with us in the last hour. So we look forward to that. We'll be going over some of his books, the Tavistock Institute, you name it. And I want to reschedule him when he's on today again for a month or so from now. It must have been 10 years ago I last interviewed him. And then he was in the hospital and sick, and I couldn't interview him. And then I called back, and he was in bad health again. This is like 9 years ago, and I kind of forgot about him. Kind of like you'll have a cousin who you grew up with and went hunting with and on fishing trips with and was a great friend, and you blink and 20 years pass. Well, same thing happened with John Coleman. Of course, he's not a cousin I went fishing with, but you know the point. I interviewed him many times, 15 years ago, 14 years ago, 13, 12, 11, and then 10. I haven't interviewed him in 10 years until 2 weeks ago. And an hour wasn't enough, so he's back today. That's coming up. But in the next 2 hours, wide open phones, and I appreciate you holding, but please have your point ready and move forward. I'll recap some of the main questions I'm throwing out there. What are the things you think this oil spill is distracting us from? Not taking from the severity of the oil spill, it is being used as a media distraction. And what do you think about the clear cover-up of these deadly chemicals and the off-gassing and reports all over the Gulf, from Louisiana to the panhandle of Florida, of people getting really sick and the kerosene smell everywhere, and the media trying to cover that up? Let's talk to Michael in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Alex. It's nice to talk to you since we haven't talked since February. Three quick points. Yes, please have Ted, the engineer, on. I would love to get his take on what's happening down there. Number two, I seem to agree with Lindsey Williams. I think this was an accident, but as Ron Emanuel has said, don't ever let a disaster go to waste. And the distraction on this is that most people are forgetting that come the middle of July, HART is going to begin creating plasma shields, which is Ronald Reagan's defense mechanism that they're putting into effect.
And by the way, that's admitted that they could ignite the atmosphere with HARP. I've had the director of HARP on 4 years ago, and he admitted that. So they have a lot of things beyond just what you're talking about. But how do you say they're igniting the plasma shield in July? I mean, how do you know that?
Because of people that I know that are up in that area and that are associated with HARP.
Highly classified, but I don't know how you know that, but go ahead.
The problem is that they're scientists themselves. When they were asked, have you ever done this before? They say, no, we haven't. And when asked, well, what would happen if a rogue plasma reaction begins?
It could ignite the atmosphere.
Exactly. Can you stop it? And they go, we don't know how to.
You know, that's an incredibly important point you just brought up, and I appreciate your call. Let me briefly comment on that. There is an obsession by the elite, Oppenheimer and others, with playing God, and the majority of Manhattan Project scientists making the A-bomb thought that it would probably ignite the atmosphere and burn off the atmosphere of the Earth, but they still did it. They loved playing God. Many scientists at CERN believe that there is a chance it could cause a strangelet, a black hole, a singularity, and destroy much of the planet or the entire planet, but they're still going ahead with it. Genetic engineering, cross species, all of this, and they still continue to play God. They're now playing around with antimatter weapons.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, wide open phones on this Friday edition. Anything you want to talk about, the bottom of the hour, I will engage in about a five-minute news blitz, and I'll do that at the bottom of the next hour because there's so much to cover. But most of the listeners want to discuss the oil spill. I'm throwing out just this point. The oil spill is decimating the coast. There is a cover-up about people having trouble breathing and all the chemicals and gases that are coming out of the oil. It is confirmed by Reuters, AP, Wired Magazine, PrisonPlanet.com, you name it, that BP is running around telling their poor employees, their contractors, many of them getting minimum wage, we're talking $6 an hour, that they can't wear gas masks or even a paper mask because then they have to admit that there's liability and that people are getting sick. It's just like 9/11, where thousands of emergency workers got deathly ill. Many of them have died. The universities and medical centers have done the scans of the lungs. They're filled with concrete, mercury, asbestos, and they do not get the treatment. And the media, you've seen the headline, says they're ambulance-chasing scum. So if you go out there and work for the next 6 months cleaning up this toxic oil and you get sick, you will be thrown in the ditch. And of the $20 billion they're getting from BP, remember, it'll all go to Martha's Vineyard. It'll all go to George Soros. You're not going to get a stinking red nickel. You're going to pay for it, and Obama has announced they are going to ram through the carbon tax. Isn't it funny? He was going to allow Gulf oil drilling. been the top globalist oil company caught being the ones bullying ExxonMobil and others into going along with carbon taxes 2 years ago, the top globalist company, they just so happened to have this big spill. And it now turns out, not for 2 weeks, but for over a month, it's confirmed that they were telling their drillers on the Deepwater Horizon to carry out the drilling in a way that never before been done. And it's on record that all the three contractor groups, including Halliburton, and I hate to defend them, but it's the truth is the truth, that this is going to effing blow up. That's one of the quotes in the Atlantic Monthly. And there's a bunch of other publications. You've seen it on the news. You know, it's coming out, but it's the background story that they said this is going to blow up. This is not going to work. And for a month, first it was 2 weeks, now it's a month, they knew there were cracks and fissures and that it had failed. Did they try to emergency block it? Did they start dumping more real concrete? And they said no. Pressurize it with seawater. Dump seawater down the hole and hope that its pressure holds the oil and gas in. But, of course, they hit oil and gas at many levels. They were going for the big payday down there deep at 30,000 feet. All right, I'm already ranting about this. So there's no doubt it's an inside job. There is no doubt 100% that they knew it was going to blow up. And so many false flags are like that. They give orders, governments, the military, corporations, they give orders that they know are going to have an outcome, then they have plausible deniability. Well, all the engineers said it was going to blow up. 100% that they, bare minimum, knew this was going to happen, and then they blocked the recovery effort, so the estuaries got ruined for at least the next 4 or 5 years with oil. And so they could have lots of dead turtles and a dead sperm whale floating around. Yes, there are whales in the Gulf. Every time I say there's sperm whales out there, I get calls saying they're not. I guess because you watch Moby Dick, and that was in the Atlantic with the old movie Moby Dick with Gregory Peck. Now, folks, I've seen sperm whales in the Gulf, okay? Okay? All right, I'm going to stop ranting about that. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to, who's up next here, John? Danny in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you taking my call. This is Danny from We Are Change New York City. As far as the oil distraction, I think that it's distracting from a host of issues, including Iran and Israel, that situation with Iran sending an armed flotilla over there, and the possible of starting off World War III. I think the economy is going to be a big excuse for them to raise oil prices and gas prices, which will continue to tax basically everything, and put a greater strain on the economy. And like Gerald Fonte says, it's bread and circus. And I just wanted to really thank you for everything that you do. You're an inspiration to me, and you've inspired me to take action. I'm running for New York State Assembly here in Staten Island in the 63rd District, and I would appreciate any of your listeners in the New York area or Staten Island to go to my website. It's Danny. Assembly.com. That's Danny for Assembly.com. And I really appreciate any of the support of your listeners. And again, thank you so much for inspiring so many of us to do and to take action against the New World Order.
Danny, I appreciate you. God bless and good luck. Let's talk to Jonathan in Kansas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I have three key videos for you. One is about police corruption in New Orleans. And before I go into that, if people don't believe Alex Jones when he says there is this segment of police that are on steroids, well, look up world-class bodybuilder Ronnie Coleman. He was a police officer for several years, and he won, I don't know what's the title of it, Mr. Olympia. And he was a police officer, and he admitted to using, performance-enhancing drugs, and he was never tested for. Okay, but...
A month ago, the police chief in one of the biggest cities in Texas, Fort Worth, came out and gave a speech and said injecting testosterone is good. And they've done national studies, on average more than a third, some police forces... more than half. I've seen police women who have male features, giant biceps, clearly on roids. You know, they have the fatty, what do they call it, buffalo hump on their back. I mean, I played football in high school, and I knew the guys who were 14, 15 years old who could bench press 400 pounds and had hair all over their chest. And no matter how hard I worked out, I couldn't get as strong as they were until I got older. You're meant to get, you know, grow slower. And, you know, by the time I was 20 and I could still bench press a lot, they couldn't, and they were all shriveled up and, you know, couldn't even, you know, have kids. Because I know some of the guys that did steroids and their lives are ruined. I know one guy who took roids in college. He's already had a heart attack at 35 years old. And yes, a large portion of the cops are on anabolic steroids, whacked completely out of their brains. And now the police openly are giving them amphetamine pills and steroids, just like the troops. And so it's just terrible. And you've got police on total roid rages, and they'll beat your wife to death. They'll beat your son or daughter to death. They'll do whatever they want, and or beat them half to death. And then they'll charge you with assaulting them and laugh about it. They have been turned into just the army of Satan. And that doesn't mean all police are, but the feds want to forge them into this weapon. And I don't know how many videos I've seen of police beating somebody for no reason and then charging them with assault. I mean, you know, this, we have a lot of steroid head criminals who are becoming police because they want to bust some heads, and they are completely out of their minds. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I have three videos for you. Might need a pen and paper. One is about police corruption in New Orleans. If you type in, let's see, culture of police corruption, the first video, and it talks about how New Orleans is so tainted. It's like Tulia, Texas. All right, that's one. Another video is whistleblower fired for reporting 200. That's all you have to put in, whistleblower fired for reporting 200. He was reporting 200 missing bodies from, I think, military grave, you know, that they missed, the government just misplaced 200 bodies, remains from wars or whatnot. They don't care, and he got fired for telling the truth about
it. Well, what they're doing is they're selling the body parts, and I appreciate your call. I remember over a decade ago getting reports that U.S. forces in Colombia or capturing people and then taking them to contractors that exsanguinated their blood, stripped their skin, sold their kidneys, their lungs, their livers. And on average, we're getting about $400,000 for it. And then the rumors came out about Israel running some of the torture camps in Iraq, Abu Ghraib amongst them, and families would then be given their family member's body, and they'd have an incision from the neck all the way down to their genitals, and all their organs were scooped out. In some cases, the blood was even removed because they like to deliver the same blood type with the organ. And it was a rumor. But now Israel had to admit, what, late last year, that, okay, we are selling Palestinians' organs. We get them, we kill them, we take the goods. I mean, that's like China 15 years ago would deny it. Now China does full-page brochures, the government does, advertising that they, quote, have fresh organs. And Americans, Europeans, you name it, they fly into China, they fly into Japan, because it's just a short plane flight from China to there. They have 24 mobile execution vans per major city. This is Times of London. The Chinese show it, and it shows them taking a young woman out who they say was caught stealing. They're choking her. Her face is purple. They lead her to the van, and they cut her organs out on the way to the airport, put them on ice, and fly them into Japan where Americans line up for the goods. And so, again, our government, murder operations, they're taking our troops' organs. Again, my father is a dentist, but he also does oral surgery. And when I was a kid, he was always having to get up at 2, 3 in the morning. He get called into Dallas or Mesquite to do rewiring of jaws, people whose jaws were shattered. Because they couldn't wait to the next day for some reason. That he'd have to do an emergency wiring, I guess, for further surgery. So he worked in hospitals. And I was 15. And I was going to do my driver's ed. And he said, son, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he said, well, the word in Dallas is if you come in hurt, they'll go ahead and won't give you aid and let you die to get your organs. And then I thought my dad was crazy. But I said, no, you know, don't put me on the organ donor card. And then it came out on 60 Minutes that Chicago, Dallas, and other places take your eyes, your retinas, your livers, and they do cap you, of course, for the goods. It's murder squads running everything.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
By the way, Israel 2 years ago demonized European press and said they were liars about kidnapping people and selling their organs. And then it came out in AP and Reuters, Israel said, okay, we do this. And the U.S. does it, and the Chinese do it. And you are seen as an animal by the New World Order. They don't just see human life as cheap, as say the Romans did 2,000 years ago. You are seen as expendable. You are seen as garbage. You are seen as having negative value. And once you understand that, you understand everything. All right, let's continue with your phone calls. But if you think I'm joking, just go do an internet search on Israel admits to harvesting organs of detainees, or China has mobile execution vans, or 60 Minutes, hospitals caught killing for organs. And here's another issue. You know that those private organ companies that lobby, they pay off the hospitals, they make $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 off those organs. And then the family gets nothing. And it's like, well, the family shouldn't. Well, why do these companies get all that money? You know, why did Steve Jobs get organs and get around the waiting list? It's all a big scam, folks. Okay? Crooks run things. And we become a bunch of schmucks. It's time to be more wily. It's time to realize how much trouble we're in. Brian in Montreal, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling to disagree with things that Lindsay Williams has told you. The first thing I wanted to disagree with him is, most importantly, that this is just an error and this is just a mistake and that nobody knew it was going to go on.
Well, I told him I disagree with him on that. I mean, he doesn't have evidence of that. He's just giving us his opinion. But I agree with you. My gut told me day one, but I didn't say it for 2 weeks, that this was an inside job. And I said they're going to use it for carbon tax. And now we know they gave orders that they knew would cause it to blow up. Period. They're guilty. Arrest them.
Yes, well, I have a PDF from 2005. It's called the Outer Continental Shelf Estimate Oil and Gas Reserve, Gulf of Mexico, from December 31st, 2005. And just in that one...
No, I've got the report. It's a 600-square-mile area right off Louisiana where they drilled right in the middle. It's got more than Saudi Arabia and Alaska combined, and they know it, so they want to shut that off. Go ahead.
Exactly. There's that fact, too. And then the other aspect that I'd like to address is that Lindsay says that these people are the elitists, the supposed New World Order. We all know that their god is Lucifer. They go to worshippers of Lucifer. They go to psychics, clairvoyants. This is who they are asking. They ask demons for their advice, and this was the advice that they were given. So it's a complete fallacy and a lie to say that these people don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. In one supposedly foul accident, they have covered carbon tax, Codex Alimentarius, depopulation, martial law implementation. The list goes on and on. This is no accident.
And it's a nice distraction from the nuke subs and U.S. forces and bunker busters and Diego Garcia, an open talk of our government with Israel striking Iran. Israel saying they're going to run the Israeli blockade. The U.N. set to vote, as well as the Congress, on a blockade of Iran, which is an act of war. Meanwhile, you've got the Masons of the United States. When they're asked who they pray to, this is what they say.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir. I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the internet.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually,
no, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay, tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
Well, he's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
I'm working
to help people.
What kind of work?
And folks, I'm not demonizing the Founding Fathers or Masons in total. The point is, the modern Masons If you really get them to talk to you, they'll say, yeah, Lucifer is one with Jesus. So, yeah, when the caller says they worship Lucifer, you better believe the people running things are on their knees to Lucifer. Oh, sweet Lucifer. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Oh, Lucifer.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. or call 908-691-2608 today.
We are continuing with your phone calls after I cover some more important news. Randy, Rita, Robert, Sam, Ronnie, and others, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. The websites, the leaders in alternative media worldwide, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Their auxiliary attack frigates in the Infowar are Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, and, of course, whatistheendgame.com and others. Before I go back to the news and then your calls, though, I do want to encourage all of the listeners of this radio broadcast to support our local AM and FM sponsors. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. They're courageous. We appreciate them. If you're a local listener and you happen to have a business, you should also sponsor that local station. Also support the network sponsors and the sponsors of this radio broadcast. And all the sponsors that I have are sponsors that I really believe in, like Akola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with the Ecola Blue 28 and the brand new Ecola Blue 30 machines, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7 or 12 stage filter process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride we spend so much time talking about on this show. Your very own source of unlimited, renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at EcolaBlue.com today, or by clicking on their banner at Infowars.com, or by giving them a call at 800-691-6043. That's 800-691-6043. And finally, I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans and Clothing. They got shirts, shorts, you name it. They've also got a big line of motorcycle jeans. They're thicker. They've got, well, just check it out for yourself. It's amazing. And it's all made right here in America. The fabric's woven here in America. It's put together in America, in Tennessee and Georgia. And it's got the... again, the motorcycle clothing is literally armored. Just check it out at gussetclothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com, gussetclothing.com. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and none of us are perfect about buying American because you can't find most stuff made in America. These are high-quality, great-looking jeans and other clothes made right here in America, gussetclothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET. Amazing jeans, folks. Check them out. All sizes for men and women. GussetClothing.com. Okay, continuing. Spill may have taken its largest victim yet. This is the New York Times. It says a sperm whale floating off the coast, believed to have died via marine biologist analysis by oil. They're concerned that oil caused its death. Too bad for the toothed whale. Continuing with the economy, Greenspan says U.S. may soon reach borrowing limit. Greenspan says U.S. may soon reach borrowing limit, which is the goal. Imagine your private banks that make money up out of that nothing. You've created hundreds and hundreds of trillions of fake fiat derivatives. They've now leveraged it to 1.5 thousand quadrillion. 1,500 trillion. You heard me right. That's a conservative year-old estimate by Tarpley. Some economists we have on say 500 trillion. Once you're talking about it, it's like, did the cop shoot the guy 50 times or 5,000? At a certain point, it doesn't matter. And again, it's like the UN saying, oh my gosh, there's going to be 40% increase in food prices and tens of millions more will starve to death each year. Yeah, 15 million conservatively. Some numbers say 25 million starve to death a year. And the UN's out, oh, this is terrible. We've got to have a global tax to fix this. Meanwhile, the UN in its own memorandums via the State Department 200, State Department Memorandum 200, states on record that their job is to create war, famine, death, and destruction, and to put GMO in to take control of these people in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, and that their job is to cause people to starve to death and to have wars and to kill each other and to sterilize them through vaccines. That's all stated. But meanwhile, oh, they're so concerned. We've got a carbon tax that'll help the Africans. You're not a racist, are you? I'm a liberal like Margaret Sanger, who wrote private letters about killing subhuman blacks and how much she hated them, but how she had to pose as their friend and how much she hated it, but that she would do it because she got to kill them then, and it's so good. Oh, yes. But see, that's how it works. The nice little liberals who support all the wars owned by General Electric, the bomb makers. Chris Matthews teaches you about race all day and how he's going to take good care of you and how you got to have open borders and North American Union to bankrupt everything or you're a racist. Meanwhile, he never talks about the UN caught all over the world adding hormones to tetanus to sterilize people. And he knows all about it, guaranteed, because it's their stinking religion of these rats. Reality is so much horrific than what people can admit. There's all the beauty in the world as well. That's why we're exposing the evil, because it's attempting to overthrow the beauty. But Greenspan, who was there in 99 when they changed the Glass-Steagall Act, who helped engineer all this, and then he told us about irrational exuberance 5 years ago, getting us ready for this, so he could now explain to us how he's going to take good care of us. You know, he's a sellout. He's literally a Darth Vader. If you want to use the Star Wars universe analogy, he was Anakin Skywalker of finance, writing books, exposing the bankers, the Federal Reserve, the New World Order, fractional reserve banking, proto-derivatives, counterfeiting schemes, hanging out with Ron Paul, hanging out with Ayn Rand, hanging out with some of the top libertarian people, Harry Brown. And then he sold out in about 1979 and then went to the Bohemian Grove and Trilateral Commission and knelt to Sauron, and the rest is history. So he knows full well, this is somebody who was on the same path as him. He wrote multiple books. You can go get them. You can go read them. They republished his essay in Capitalism, The Unrealized Dream. I remember reading that in high school. Alan Greenspan. Oh, he knelt to the emperor. Rise, Lord Greenspan. You have done well, Lord Greenspan. Now you must butcher the U.S. economy. Only by destroying it will you be powerful in the dark side. Former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan testified at a hearing of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission in Washington, yes, the center of the cancer that's metastasized out and is sending tentacles down into the smallest hamlets now. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said the U.S. may soon face higher borrowing costs on its swelling debt and called for a tectonic shift in fiscal policy to contain borrowing. Yeah, we don't need all that chicken feed to get you in on the government trough or the government mammary system. No, that's not needed now. Now we must raise your taxes, as all the heads of the central banks, EU Central Bank, Federal Reserve. We've seen Bernanke calling for carbon taxes, VAT, financial VAT, Volcker calling for it, Obama, Republicans calling for it, John McCain calling for it. All these new taxes, as they announce, oh, the states are all going bankrupt, I'm afraid. Oh, I'm afraid your states won't survive. Oh, and my federalized, your police, they'll be following our orders now. I'm afraid that the police will follow any orders for their paychecks. And by cutting essential services, we scare the government minions into believing their jobs are in danger, and then they'll go out and rob you at gunpoint. We'll be sitting offshore while our forces reduce you down to vassal serfs. It's going very well. Look at the slaves cleaning up the oil where we allow them to. They're not allowed to wear breathing apparatus. That would scare the other slaves, and we might have to actually give them gas masks when it's so useful. We're even causing some of the slaves to become ill. That will further bankrupt the local emergency centers. And more federalization, the more we wreck, the more we destroy, the better everything gets. Oh, it's so easy destroying and creating order out of the chaos.
You ever watched a CFR meeting? That's basically how they talk. Even though they're from America, they have this affected Atlantic accent. Of course, at the turn of the 20th century, even. Turn of the 19th century, end of the 20th. It was very trendy in New York and Connecticut to affect a British accent. Continuing here, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said the U.S. may soon face higher borrowing costs on its swelling debt and called for a tectonic shift in fiscal policy to contain borrowing. Everything must go to them. Preparations of a large U.S. borrowing capacity are misleading perceptions, he said, and current long-term bond yields are masking America's debt challenge, Greenspan wrote an opinion piece posted on the Wall Street Journal website. Long-term rate increases can emerge with unexpected suddenness, such as the 4% point surge over 4 months in 79, 1980, he said. He went on to talk about how we've got to cut spending on local chicken feed, increase taxes to engorge the bankers. Continuing, gold ETFs rise to new all-time highs. Yes, and gold is now broken in Europe. It's all-time high of just a week ago, and it's all-time high of a few months ago. It's now broken here in the United States, breaking $1,260. It may have changed in the last hour since I looked. Let's go look up spot gold. Of course, gold's trading for way, 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 way over what they say it's trading for. It says that it's at $1,257, up $12.40 today, so it's dropped a bit as the bankers try to drive it down. Continuing here, FCC moves to regulate Internet, even though the law calls for Internet to be unfettered by federal or state regulation. Well, that's like they've renamed the carbon tax a new energy plan, jobs plan. I'll walk over and hit you in the head with a ball peen hammer and call it a head massage plan. You know, they just relabel. Here, I'll shoot you in the foot and call it a pedicure. I'm going to shoot you in the foot with a 12-gauge shotgun and blow the front of your foot off, and I'm going to call it a pedicure. How's that sound? And, of course, you'll buy into that because you love being a slave, isn't that right? That's kind of their – I mean, if you could hear what they're thinking. I ought to make some YouTube videos showing globalists at press conferences just standing around not talking and put thought bubbles above their heads. Oh, look at these stupid slaves. They just repeat whatever I say. Is there no end to the scams they won't wake up to? You know, let's just continue raping them. Yes, yes. Show them what the other ones are thinking about. Oh, I got that DynCorp payment for child kidnapping support I gave them in the Congress. Oh, it was a great $5 million. They just put in my bank account in Luxembourg. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I can't wait to go to that slave facility this evening. Oh, yes. Oh, there's nothing these gullible scum won't buy into. Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, I'm financing 4 or 5 mistresses right now. I don't know how I can pay for it all. It doesn't matter. I'll just demand some more kickbacks from my... that would be a meeting with the members of Congress up there. Barney Frank would be up there thinking, how many underage brothels am I running? Of course, it came out he was running underage brothels in the 80s. Oh, man. Oh, I'm getting so old. I've got to get another shipment of Viagra in. Oh, so many children to rape, so little time. Oh. You could have a pop-up with John P. Holdren up there going, I'm such a vicious control freak. I hate everyone. I hate myself. I'm frustrated at life. At least the general scum don't know we're poisoning the water and the GMO food to sterilize them and give them cancer. My neighbor the other day gave me a weird look. He's a big football-type guy, big jock. He's 6'4". I hate him. I'm a little nerd with a little dome head. I sure show him, though. He doesn't know my treatise was adopted by the British model in the late 1970s for the current global extermination model, then adopted by the Earth Challenge in 79, and then by the Earth Charter in 92, and then we're terraforming and poisoning all of them. He's not given the antidote treatments that I and my others are. Look at that stupid jock. Look at his stupid wife and kids. Oh, he thinks his wife's better looking than mine. I'm killing him right now. Look at these ugly hunchback people at the shopping mall. I can't believe I'm forced to go over here to get a gift for my anniversary of my wife. My wife, and she doesn't even know what I'm doing. None of these people can grasp my mind and what I'm, how I'm controlling the world, how we've got predictive computer systems that can basically predict the future, and we know what people are going to do before they do it, and how we're terraforming, and how we have tectonic earthquake weapons. Oh, God, I've got power. When I go to my confirmation hearing, Jay Rockefeller said I walk on water and worship me. He loves me. They love my scientific plan that they adopted. It was because it was on the current model. I'm a rock star. My plan is killing people everywhere. They're cancer. Good. They're ugly and stupid. And I've got to get rid of them. It's my right. Oh, I just love pressing on the subconscious nerve of power. Just every moment I drive around or I sleep or I'm at my desk or I'm giving little whispering orders to my staff that I all hate, that are too stupid to understand the compartmentalized system or even read all the textbooks I've written. I wish they'd give us a
green light for the mega death kill weapons we developed in Race Pacifics. Imagine how great it would be. I'll be meeting with Bill today at lunch. We'll be able to talk about how beautiful the world would be after we wipe everyone out. Oh, there's all those great TV shows on Discovery Channel and that best-selling book we're promoting right now about the world after humans and how great it's going to be. Oh, there's another professor in the Herald Sun I saw yesterday saying our extinction is forecast for the next 100 years and how great it'll be when all humans are dead. Oh, God, we're teaching the kids at least right now. It's great. I like that Dr. Eric Bianchi at UT. He said every one of us will have to bury 9 people when the weaponized super Ebola is released and how great it's going to be. Oh, I like him too. But he admits he's not as smart as me and he's going to be have to be one of the ones that dies. The ones I really like are the ones that bow to my intellect and the ones that really understand what I'm going to be doing to everybody. Look at these stupid people watching sports and football all day. They have no idea what we're doing. They have no hope or no prayer. Yeah, there's people like Alex Jones out there exposing me. But they'll never get away with it. Last night I was at my parents' house. I dropped by just to say hi for about 10 minutes, and MSNBC was on, and they were going, yes, there's very dangerous people on the new right with all these wild conspiracy theories about world government, and they're gaining prominence. And right before the guy said that, I said, you know, they're talking about me, Mom. And then next, they actually went into me. I don't even watch TV. I walk in, she's cooking dinner because the parents live right off the road. I drive down to go home. I grab a French spring water out of the refrigerator, start guzzling it. But hey, do you like looking into the mind of John P. Holdren? You like that? Oh, look at that young lady on her bike. She thinks she's young and beautiful. She doesn't know we've injected her with cancer viruses that'll rot those breasts off.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We'll be right back.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it!
Now, when you read H.G. Wells' books, you read Aldous Huxley, Julian Huxley, Shaw, Bertrand Russell, that's all they talk about is how it's so hard to look at you. You're pathetic. You're stupid. They wish they could get rid of you. And that's what they're into. And imagine the power trip they have just driving around knowing that they're force medicating us with sterilants and toxins and knowing what they're doing. And it's just sick. They're a bunch of mad scientist control freaks. Their parents and their parents funded Hitler on record. Planned Parenthood was loved by Hitler. They financed him. And I was talking to Texas Monthly. They go, well, they're not financing him now. I mean, they're not doing that now. Just grow up and wake up. Liberals, conservatives, you're all part of a controlled paradigm, folks. And just watching Bill Gates and John P. Holdren and Robert Ehrlich and all of these people, they are your enemies, okay? They are attacking you and your family, and they're getting away with it. And I've had enough of it. I mean, look at this article. UN warns of gangs' global muscle. That's like Greenspan warning. Oh, we're a little too much debt. We're going to go into a depression. UN warns of gangs' global muscle. International crime networks now enjoy such an extreme and extensive reach that the gangs behind them must be regarded as a significant economic power, says the United Nations report. Well, that is really a big gang telling the truth. The UN is caught everywhere they are running child kidnapping rings. Asia, Africa, Eastern Europe, Middle East. I mean, just search the term. UN child kidnapping. UN sex trade. They're caught in money laundering, drug dealing. They run UN bases to run whores and drugs. Okay, period. How many CIA aircraft crash? Happens every few years full of cocaine and heroin, pure. National security, diplomatic immunity is about narcotics trafficking. How many UN diplomats and even low-level employees have been caught with women and children in chains in their houses? Filming porn, filming snuff films, and it always comes out as just a little blurb. Oh, UN official caught with three women chained. The women were dilapidated, living in feces. New York City. A local police officer was relieved of duty because he was saw something suspicious and went into the apartment, hearing the cries. The officer has now been relieved of command and may be fired for violating diplomatic protocol. I mean, the New World Order is a diplomatic immunity. Global corporations and the UN just running around, stealing organs, robbing, killing. And so when you hear the UN saying, as soon as I saw this headline last night about UN warrants of gang global muscle, I immediately knew what I was going to read. And I read the article, and there it was. We need more funding for Interpol. We need more tracking. We need more taxes. We need the UN to run all air travel and have a tax on it. We need to have total, we've got to fight the gangs. Satan, you must hire Satan to defeat one of the lower demons. This just in, Satan has been hired to fight Beelzebub. This just in, the Federal Reserve's got new reforms that'll stop the big banks from robbing us. Oh, really? What's the Federal Reserve? A private holding company consortium of the top six megabanks. I mean, you've really got to have it hit you between the eyes just how criminal this is. We have Chicago Mafia crew running the White House right now, openly getting their houses paid for by BP. By the way, the BP chairman's been forced to step down. They'll give us a new puppet. I guess it's like General Motors. Maybe he wasn't licking boots well enough. But this isn't a shakedown of BP. BP is at the top of the pyramid in the New World Order carbon scam. BP's name is being sacrificed. They'll just change their name to get the carbon tax. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.